Here's a thing that maybe you've seen. If you ever watched a basketball game, whether high school or middle school or NBA or whatever, and the person does just takes a terrible shot, like, you're just like, why would you do any of what you just did? And it goes in. And then everybody's like, yeah. Even though they had terrible decision making, they made the shot, and so people celebrate the make, and they forget or kind of ignore the terrible decision making leading to the make. On the opposite end of the spectrum, watching a game where somebody does, like, very fundamental, very good decision making, and then they miss the shot. And then, again, people are like, ah, damn it, missed the shot, right? So people are focused on the outcome, and now that's a quote-unquote bad shot, right? So people reward bad decision-making if the outcome is good, and they, I'll say punish, but they don't value good decision-making just because the outcome didn't turn out, right? And so you can see this in all sports. And, you know, the thing is, that's the common way to think about things. Just the mace, the miss or the make as being the determinator. And that's what differentiates somebody who actually understands sports and who's just like, you know, an average fan. And, you know, they don't think at that level. They don't think with that nuance or subtlety. Now, when you take that thinking, okay, and now the conclusion with this is, I always want, and there's many different ways to kind of look at this and why it's better to bias yourself towards good decisions, even if you didn't get the outcome, versus bad decisions and you did get the outcome. Okay, because eventually with bad decisions, here's the problem. Eventually, you're gonna blow yourself up, right? Eventually, bad decisions, inherently, if you have a bad decision, the likelihood of getting an outcome that's favorable is not gonna be very high. So over time, like, you take enough bad shots, you know, it doesn't matter if you made a few, because eventually no one's gonna put you into the game because you do dumb things. Now, that's a situation where the consequences are very immediate. But we do this in other areas where the consequences don't happen that quickly. So it's easy to continue making bad decisions because the outcome isn't obvious right away. Right? So when you take a look at, we'll use a business for an example where the good decision making or the good logic would be, let me serve my clients at the highest level, let me put the highest quality into my product and make a really, really good product that is easy to use, that solves the problem, that's fun to use, that's enjoyable to use, right? That is good reasoning and decision making. It will lead to the outcome that you want, right? Now, maybe, you know, somebody else might come in and be like, okay, well, let me just focus everything on, you know, really good marketing and advertising and provocative advertising and, like, you know, all this stuff to get attention and drive traffic, but then the product or service sucks. You know, let's say your focus is on getting leads for the business. Like, oh, look at this ad. We got 1,000 leads and, you know, we did this marketing and blah, blah, blah. And bad decision making because you're not focused on on actually improving the product and doing a really good job. And you got a good outcome of people looking at it. But if the product sucks, they're going to find out and you're going to blow yourself up. Nutrition. A lot of people will do bad decision making which will, you know, lead to a good outcome, quote unquote. Like, let's say, for example, I'm going to restrict everything. I'm going to run to 5 miles a day, and I'm going to work out 2 times a day, and bad decision making. That person is going to lose weight, no doubt about it. I'm not going to eat anything. I'm just going to restrict to blah, blah, blah. They're going to lose weight. And so people value and place this emphasis on that outcome, even though all of the decision making behind it was not good, because none of those behaviors are, you're not enjoying them. Since you're not enjoying them, you're using a lot of willpower to do them. You're probably causing damage in the process by doing so much, right? Physiologically. Not probably, you are. And since it's not enjoyable, it's not sustainable, so you will blow yourself up and you will gain all your weight back. But while you're doing it, people are just celebrating, oh, you lost 20 pounds? Awesome. How did you lose the 20 pounds? Through bad decision making. You took a bad shot and you made it. And so we celebrate that. Instead of what would be good decision making, and maybe you don't lose 20 pounds in a month, right? You only lost 4 pounds only. I'm saying that with quotation air quotes, but you learned how to track your food. You weighed yourself every day. You walked 10,000 steps a day, which is fairly easy. It's not anything crazy. You focused on just doing those things daily, right? Not going down to like 900 calories, eating, you know, let's say 2,122 calories, okay, per day. And, you know, you included foods that you liked into those calories. None of those things people are going to celebrate. In fact, most people are going to argue with those things and think they're really dumb, or they're not hardcore enough to get the results that you want. But guess what? That's good decision making. That's going to win in the long term, right? In that first month, the extreme person is going to lose 20 pounds, and then the other person is going to lose maybe 4 to 5 pounds. But the first person is going to blow themselves in month 2, if they even get there, or month 3, because it's not sustainable. Meanwhile, and then they're going to gain all that weight back in a matter of weeks. Meanwhile, the other person is going to continue, because of their good decision making, moving down a path of losing a pound per week and enjoying it the whole time. So remember, and I'll add one last piece to this, because this is very important. This is something that I've experienced myself, being, you know, a basketball player and my whole life, and kind of getting this kind of feedback and seeing it and experiencing it and watching it. Gilbert Arenas was talking about how he doesn't, when he's watching his son play basketball, he doesn't cheer or get excited if he makes a shot that was after a bunch of bad decision making. Like if he takes a bad shot, like I'll give you an example of a bad shot. If you come down and you don't pass the ball doesn't move around, you don't make the defense work or shift, you just dribble, 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 everybody's just in position, and then you're contested and you take a shot and it happens to go in, that's bad decision making. That's a bad shot, but it went in. People will cheer. He says, I don't cheer when my son makes a bad shot, because it's a bad shot. Your decision making behind it was flawed, right? And then what he does do is, let's say he, you know, does good fundamental decision making and playing basketball, and then he happens to miss a shot. That is rewarded because it's your decision making and thought process that really matters. That's what should be celebrated, or, you know, desired. Not the miss or the make. The miss or the make is irrelevant, right? And because over the long term, the good decision making is going to lead to more makes, right? But the other thing we do is we create, he's like, you know, you turn that player or you turn that kid into somebody who's always looking for validation and is like, if he misses the shot, like everything is about missing or making, whether you did good, you played good ball, basketball or not. And so, like, you know, those are the kids that turn into players who, like, they miss a shot and they get pissed, right? Or they make a shot and they're looking around for validation. And so they're more focused on just taking more shots, whether they did a good play or not. So we'll leave it with that. But something to think about. And, you know, these mental models are what cause success in whatever endeavor you're doing, be it fat loss or business or relationship. Better decision making, not what was the outcome, right? I'll leave it at that. Let me know, as always, if anything was really helpful to you or stood out or was, you know, resonated with you, tag me in Instagram at rambeer.sangera. And share what that was. And, you know, if you have a question on it, you could DM me on there or email me. My email's on my Instagram. You know, if you put a good question to me with context and you know, it's, you've done some work on the question, then I'll do my best to answer it and spend time on it. Because a lot of people ask questions with no like they didn't do any work in formulating the question. So, you know, you're not going to get an answer. Because there's no answer that can be given to you, because I'm going to have to do the work to figure out what you're actually talking about, what's the problem, what's going on, blah, blah, blah. You know, a lot of times people say, oh, what's some tips for fat loss? Terrible question, right? Anyways, hopefully that's helpful, and I'll see you later.